It's making sense. Making sense. Time for the Last podcast. So, start fucking. This is where we'll be reviewing Game of Thrones Season 7, Episode 2. Premiered on July 23rd, 2017. It was called The Stormborn. Some HBO's fantasy television series, Game of Thrones. And the episode refers to both Daenerys Targaryen, who was born during a terrible storm, and Euron Greyjoy, who declares himself to be the storm. So, it has a dual meaning to the episode title. So, move on to this one. On Dragonstone. Daenerys confronts Varys over his previously shifting allegiances. Varys, of course, he's loyal to the people, and Daenerys secures his oath to tell her directly if she fails the people, threatening to execute him if he betrays her. Daenerys grants an audience to Melisandre, who urges her to meet Jon Snow. Tyrion vouches for Jon and recommends that Starks as allies, considering they have mutual enemies and could be a worthy alliance in the North. Daenerys instructs Tyrion to summon Jon to bend the knee. Yara Greyjoy and Illyria Sands support an overwhelming offensive on King's Landing. Daenerys doesn't wish to destroy the territory she wishes to rule, but instead adopts Tyrion's plan to have her Westerosi armies besiege King's Landing while the Unsullied take Castle Rock. Before departing to lead his army, Varys reveals to Melisandre that he never feared before loving her. She didn't love his words and they make love for the first time. In Old Town, Archmaester Ebros tells Sam that Jorah's grayscale is now untreatable. Jorah has about 6 months of sanity left, and suicide is his only alternative to exile among the Stone Men of Valyria. Sam discovers a treatment. Ebros tells him he is forbidden because it risks transmission, but Sam performs the agonized procedure in secret in the dungeons of Old Town. In Winterfell, John receives Daenerys' message. Sansa and Davos advocate refusal, but the latter notes that Dragonfire can stop the undead. After receiving Sam's information about Dragonglass on Dragonstone, John decides to go, despite uniform opposition from his loyalists, who are totally against the idea. He was the only one who was like, oh yeah, that's a good idea. John names Sansa as his regent, surprising her, and threatens Littlefinger to stop pursuing Sansa when he tries to integrate himself with John in the catacombs of Winterfell later on after that. In the Riverlands, Arya encounters Hot Pine and learns that Jon has retaken Winterfell. She turns north. She's beset by a wolf pack, the Alpha Being or Dire Wolf Nymeria, having driven her off years earlier. But then Nymeria recognizes her and her pack doesn't kill her, they just let her pass. Arya invites her north, but Nymeria instead leaves her. In King's Landing, Cersei appeals to the lords, including House Tyrell's bannerman, for support against Daenerys, portraying her as a dangerous foreign invader. Jaime offers to make Randall Tarly warden of the South if she becomes Jaime's second in command. Qyburn demonstrates a scorpion projectile weapon able to pierce dragon skulls. In the Narrow Sea, Bronn's fleet attacks Yara's navy. Euron kills Obara and Nymeria Sand. His men abduct Illyria and Tyen Sand while he takes Yara prisoner. Theon, triggered by the violence, jumps overboard, abandoning Yara. Great stuff here. Sets up so much stuff going on this season. Really, really good. Peace be Civil Kings of Crowns podcast. Myself, Swarm Pseudo, on Purdue Show G. Peace be Civil.